Saturday of the 12th week of Ordinary Time, 2023. One of the pitfalls of delivering homilies and otherwise reflecting on in public on the scriptures is that it is fairly impossible over the year to know where I am repeating myself with the same audience. I probably shouldn't worry, because people don't usually remember particular homilies or reflections very long. Today's selection from Matthew has Jesus performing a deed of power, to use the synoptic phrase, and doing so at a distance, and on behalf of an outsider Gentile, and, to boot, a member of the foreign occupying forces. And another deed of power close up in a very domestic scene on behalf of a fellow Jew, in this case, the mother-in-law of Peter. The centurion disarms Jesus by protesting that he is familiar with the exercise of authority at a distance when he passes down a command to one of his common soldiers. For this reason, he is very comfortable with Jesus healing a servant without his coming into his house. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus is a Jewish reformer and teacher of a particular interpretation of Torah in competition with other reformers and other teachers who are also claiming people's attention. His ministry is totally oriented to fellow Jews until the end of the gospel when, as the risen one, he commands his followers to go forth and make disciples of all the Gentile nations. But Jesus is quite willing to heal a Gentile if requested to do so, even though he does not intentionally seek out Gentiles to heal. This centurion is a wonderful representative of you and me and all the Gentiles who, beginning with the early post-Easter community, never laid eyes on Jesus, yet trust that he can be the source of deep healing and transformation in our lives. We learn that Peter was married from this text, with no elaboration offered whatsoever. The house where Peter and his extended family lived in Capernaum became, in the earliest post-Easter community, a house church, a Christian synagogue assembly place. It is speculated that the mother-in-law became the leader of that local gathering of proto-Christians. If this was so, then the serving of this unnamed lady, after her being healed, meant much more than her performing the usual domestic duties of a mother. She was engaged in diakonia, ministerial service of a kind. This scenario is a real possibility. So the text today offers us at least two precious insights. First, that Jesus was a person of focused purpose, but also gifted with a spirit of flexibility, with the result that his helpful but limited focus could yield to the claims of compassion. And secondly, female leadership arose early in the post-Easter church, inspired by Jesus' inclusive example in his ministry. But the culture of patriarchy was too strong for that leadership to be sustained. A very sobering thought.